Current State on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Since 2010, Michigan and most other states have been moving toward what are called Common Core State Standards. That's a movement that aims to create consistent learning goals for school kids across the country. Michigan joined that movement early on, but it's now among a growing list of states beginning to discuss whether to drop out of Common Core. Republican State Rep. Tom McMillan has filed a bill that would do just that. Among other concerns, McMillan and some others fear that Common Core means giving up too much local control over school curriculums. Here to discuss the issue is State Representative Tom McMillan of Rochester. Tom, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And University Distinguished Professor in Education Bill Schmidt, who is a Common Core advocate. Welcome to you, Bill.
Thank you.
Representative McMillan, we'll try to get through all of your concerns triggered by Common Core, but I know one of your biggest is giving up local control of curriculum. Why is local control important?
Well, I mean, you know, there are some bureaucrats and people who make money off the system who served best by the parents and the local teacher, but that's what I believe. I believe they know what's best for the student and not some bureaucrat, you know, hundreds or even thousands, you know, many miles away in other states. And so, you know, I've been fighting for local control since the early 90s when I'd go to hearings with Senator Gildanello and Doug Carl fighting the Michigan model. So I think that that's where the decisions need to be made at the local level.
Bill Schmidt, what do you make of that argument?
Well, Mark, I think it's important to recognize that the whole of the Common Core standards is not about school control. It's about excellence. It's about providing our children with the best opportunities in mathematics and English and language arts for them to be competitive internationally. We know when our children compete in these international tests, they don't do very well. We continue to end up on the bottom ends of these distributions, a recent one showing we were about 24th out of Europe and Asian economies that we typically compete with. So we don't do very well in this. And let's just look back briefly to the history of this. Actually, this began when the governors, facing a common problem, that they had jobs in their states not being filled because the educational system did not prepare a workforce that could take on those kinds of responsibilities, that they then decided by common sense that they would address this problem together because they then could look collectively, and that would help in defining what is commonly needed to educate all children in this system. So it's been driven by the governors and the states that they have decided that they need to address this common problem, that we're not preparing our kids adequately for the world of today.
Tom McMillan, Bill Schmidt suggests that there's a doubt about whether local standards are really adequate. How do we know local standards are adequate?
Well, Mark, let me just say that the only mathematician on that Common Core Validation Committee, James Milgram, that the state's governors were using, has been out attacking Common Core and saying that this is going to harm our students and put us years behind compared to international students. So, you know, when your goal is common, you know, the bar tends to keep getting lower and lower. Because, you know, government doesn't like to look like a failure. So this is just central planning. There's people like the professor here that might be making a lot of money off of this stuff, but, you know, the local level is where we need to have these have the control.
Bill Schmidt, want to respond?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, looking back and saying local control is adequate, how well has that worked for us? We continue to show up poorly on these international tests. Even on our own national assessment, only about 20-25% of our students are defined as being proficient. So what has been the local school model, if you will, has simply not taken us anywhere where we need to go. So there's no evidence to suggest that we should stay where we have been. And this, again, I remind you, is not about the federal government. It is not about bureaucrats. It's about the governors looking at a common problem that they confront, which is the education of their future workforce. And they decided and they worked with people to develop these Common Core standards. So this is really not about control of schools. Again, it is about excellence. It is about giving our children a chance. And these have been internationally benchmarked. and they have been established as being competitive with those countries whose children perform the best in the world.
I'll tell you, respond real quickly, then we'll move on to standardized testing.
Mr. Schmidt says that it's not about national curriculum, but Obama said just in his State of the Union speech, he was touting that with Race to the Top, they are beginning to implement curricula, national curricula, and that's through this Common Core.
Okay. I think you've both staked out your territory here pretty well. Common Core would also mean adopting new standardized testing models as well. Tom McMillan, is that a problem as you see it?
Well, standardized testing models is not a problem at all. When I was president of Prevail Academy School Board, we had NWEA testing models. But what is very troubling in Common Core is the databases, the privacy that will be gone from our students because government will be tracking at the highest levels everything. We're putting in all kind of software, thanks to grants for getting ready for Common Core, that'll track kids, and it'll be a central planner's dream, but as far as freedom, a nightmare.
Any response to that, Bill Schmidt?
The tests are not that different from the tests we currently give. And states are moving more and more to trying to track children, not for keeping track of some centralized system of planning, but so that we can find out what children are learning and what they're not learning, so that we can address their needs. Again, the focus of the Common Core is around building excellence for our children. We have not had that. We need to move beyond where we are to give our children a chance for the future. And I think there is nothing here in this work that is being supported by the Common Core around developing national curricula. In fact, that is just the opposite. Teachers are now being empowered to teach the way they need to teach the children in their classroom. They no longer need to worry about what it is to teach. That's all that's been established by the standards. It's not about which textbooks to use. It's not about a style of teaching. It's about laying out a map that's logically developed to best develop the ideas involved in mathematics.
Tom McMillan, why don't you respond?
Well, I mean, it's not about excellence. I mean, the national experts, some of the people that were on the Common Core panel, those that are not making a lot of money off the system, they're clearly saying that this is not about excellence. It's about making everybody common. And it's about reducing, it's about a ceiling and not a floor. We just don't need to know, we don't need nationally to be taught exactly the same thing all around the nation. And I know Mr. Schmidt doesn't like the local control. He said so at gatherings, one that a friend of mine was at back in 2011. There are people that think central planning is a great idea and that bureaucrats and people from far away know what's best for the student, but it's a nightmare. Might work in Mao may like it in Lenin, but not here in America.
Bill Schmidt, it seems to me that adopting a Common Core alone is no guarantee of a top-notch education. The key to it is the standard, correct? It has to be high. It has to be competitive. You are alleging that by being vigilant about worldwide standards, that standard will be higher than if we rely on local standards. That is the heart of your argument, correct?
That's correct. And in fact, these standards have been, if you look at the information that's known about this, these standards are competitive by international benchmark standards. One can talk about whether they are or they are not. Mathematicians from all over the country were involved in the development of these standards. There were sound, solid mathematicians involved in this process.
Hold on, Representative.
And they put this together. And by comparison to the standards of these top-achieving countries in the world, these standards are very similar. They're the U.S. version thereof, but they adhere to the principles that we've discovered through a lot of work over the last 10 years about what other countries do with their children that enables them to perform so well.
Go ahead, Tom McMillan. You have the floor.
Well, I mean, like I said, the only mathematician on the validation committee says that Mr. Schmidt is wrong and that it's bogus. Look, we have 50 laboratories in the United States. We're unique. Now, a lot of countries do a lot of central planning and take a lot of freedoms away. We say what's best. We allow states to figure out what is best. We certainly have national tests like the NAEP and SAT and ACT. We have plenty of ways to evaluate growth and the NWEA and other testing. So, you know, there's just no need to centralize and go and take away control and decision making from the locals.
Go ahead, Bill Schmidt.
I think the representative said it well. The states know where to go. And these 47 states have decided to go with the Common Core. They have made that choice. It is their choice. And they have decided that through economies of scale, they can work together to develop a set of standards, which are far from a ceiling. They simply provide what all children in this nation need to know in order to be economically competitive. And what one mathematician may say or not say does not represent the mathematics community.
What do you make of Mr. Milgram's turning against the Common Core, though? How do you interpret that?
Well, he has an opinion. I know him, and we have talked together. And he has an opinion, and other people have opinions. And I don't know that we should ever make a decision based on any one individual's opinion. There are many mathematicians, research mathematicians, at this university and in other universities who strongly support these Common Core standards. So to base an argument on one individual is just not a very broad argument. It's not a very logical argument.
Tom McMillan, what's the reception been to your proposal so far?
Well, we're going to have a hearing in Education Committee on the 20th of this month. And, you know, there are people that still believe in local control and don't want to give it to bureaucrats and people making money off the system like Mr. Schmidt. So, I mean, it's something that... And obviously it's bipartisan. The elected state superintendent in Indiana, the Democrat, is fighting to get them out of Common Core. And, you know, there's others that really see this as a dumbing down and a way to actually make everybody common as opposed to exceptional, and that's not what America's about.
Michigan School Superintendent Mike Flanagan recently called for math and science teacher salaries in the state to be in the $100,000 a year area. Bill Schmidt, any response to that? Good idea?
I don't know that I know enough to necessarily respond to that. I think that in order to succeed in providing the kind of education we need for our students here in Michigan, we have to help teachers be the best they can. And we want to attract the best possible teachers to teaching, especially in areas, difficult areas like mathematics and science. And so I'm sure that the superintendent has thought this through. I don't have any particular reactions to that.
Tom, we're out of time, I'm sorry to say, but we appreciate both of you joining us here today. Republican State Representative Tom McMillan and Professor Bill Schmidt. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.